the blackness. Keep the game on.
February is Black History Month. Harvard-trained historian Carter G. Woodson began a campaign 103 years ago to recognize the achievements of African Americans in U.S. history. This year, Rochelle Riley, a longtime columnist for the Detroit Free Press, is sharing experiences and emotions on race relations in a new book called The Burden: African Americans and the Enduring Impact of Slavery. She promoted the book last week at Michigan State University, and afterwards she and I talked a little bit about her book and what the burden means to both Black and white Americans.
Well, this started years ago with me carrying the burden of curiosity and frustration at not knowing my family and realizing that, you know, we never deal with slavery in this country. And until we do, and I don't mean just a conversation about reparations. I didn't ask anybody for a check. What I want is an acknowledgement that it happened, an acknowledgement that we still suffer from the vestiges of it, and an effort to do something about that.
Earlier tonight in your talk, you talked about, for example, families and being broken up, and yet there was a lot of criticism of the Black family.
It grates on my nerves when people talk about the dysfunctional Black family and how Black parents don't take care of their kids, which of course isn't true. It's no truer than saying all white families are the parents of school shooters. I mean, that's ridiculous. But I think that, you know, you're talking about centuries of people tearing families apart, wives away from husbands, children away from their parents, and sold to different plantations where they weren't allowed to be taught to read, weren't allowed to know what had happened, and weren't allowed to excel or to accept any type of greatness. And now, when you have certain problems, a lot of them caused by poverty, with the Black family, there's nothing worse for me than racists saying, oh, you know, you need to fix the Black family. Well, you broke it. You broke it, help fix it. And the bottom line is, until we stop pretending like slavery didn't exist or hoping we can sleep our way through it, and, well, if we don't talk about it, then maybe they'll forget that it happened. We're never going to forget. I'm never going to stop talking about it.
What is the burden that African Americans carry?
There are so many. The burden of not being able to be your best self, the burden of having to have asked for permission for everything for all of the 150-something years that African Americans have been free, permission to literally speak, permission to vote, permission to attend equal schools, permission to ride on buses that your tax dollars paid for, permission to sit at lunch counters in public places, permission to live in some cases. We went from lynching at the turn of the last century to police shootings at the turn of this century. We're always asking for permission to be free and permission to be happy. We shouldn't have to ask for permission. That's the biggest burden. And then there's also this idea that we shouldn't have our stories, not tell our stories. People who get offended because we write about Black people. As a columnist, every time I write about something that has to do more with African Americans than others, or celebrating African Americans, I get people saying, God, why are you doing that? That's like playing the race card. I said, number one, you're misusing the metaphor. And number two, that's not what it is. I'm Black. Why do you not want me to celebrate what happens? What you should be doing is asking, why is it the 21st century and there are still certain things that Black people are doing for the first time? I will not stop celebrating. I will not stop celebrating our greatness as long as it took for us to burst out and be great. And I will not stop writing about our history, because if I do, I will be helping to contribute to us losing our story. And I'm not going to let that happen.
So that today, I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves.
You talked about how former First Lady Michelle Obama at the Democratic National Convention last year talked about the White House being built by slaves and how people took offense to that. How is that a burden and part of the story that you're telling?
We got to carry around that suitcase of history and pull stuff out every now and again to remind people. And how dare we have to do that? I mean, really, who do they think built these buildings in Washington? Seriously? The idea that we have to actually have somebody go and study history to know that she was telling the truth. As I said, there was this collective gasp across America. Slaves built the White House? Well, of course. You didn't do it. Your ancestors didn't do it. Come on, really? I think that the idea that we have to constantly remind people that we've done things, constantly remind people that we built this country, constantly remind people that we were not a burden. The burden is us having to constantly remind you that we were there helping to build it along with everyone else. That's a burden we ought to be able to put down. And if we taught all children all history, we wouldn't have to work so hard.
What's the burden for white Americans?
For some of them, it is literally knowing that this is true, knowing that this is right. I don't know a single black person who is blaming a single white person living today for slavery. But I know that as long as you've got people who are white or who are any color who want to continue to pretend like it didn't happen, they are hurting our moving forward. And there's that burden that they carry. So put that burden down. Let's all put all our burdens down, deal with it, and then we can move forward.
Who should read this book?
Everybody. Every single person. I know there are some young people who have already told me they want to read it. I hope that you're either very precocious or over 11, because all of these 24 essays are very deep, very powerful, some very searing, and it's very, very serious. And I think that there ought to be a copy in every library, there ought to be a copy in every high school, there ought to be a copy in every sorority house. And I want everybody to start having this conversation so we can finally talk about who we are as America. And a big part of that is slavery and what it did. And we're not going to pretend like it didn't happen. We'll just embrace it and try to move on from it together.
Thank you, Rochelle, for joining me, and thank you for coming to MSU to talk about your new book.
Thank you so much. I'm a Tar Heel, but when I'm not, go Spartans.